we're running a promotion here on the station for the month of October where we're looking to promote Irish music and particularly music from County Wexford. So it just so happens that you have a lovely new single out recently enough. It came on all major streaming platforms there on Friday. It's called Circles. So just tell us a bit more about Circles. What inspired you to write that song?
Circles, I actually wrote a couple of years ago. I have loads of songs like that, you know. And over COVID, I picked it back up and brought it to the studio. And it's basically about kind of difficulties with boundaries and relationships, kind of getting close to the people you love. And sometimes the people you love aren't necessarily the best people to have around you. And it was just kind of talking about that, really, just kind of, you know, going through the motions of trying to protect, you know, yourself from these kind of patterns that you can fall into.
Everybody has had a difficult couple of years with the COVID-19 pandemic and lockdowns and all that kind of stuff. But to be fair, you've had some pretty heavy news, as you call it yourself. So I think Circles is a bit more of an uplifting song than probably your previous singles. So is it important now that we're coming out of lockdown that we have something to look forward to, that we do have this kind of more upbeat sense in our lives?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, that's what I wanted for Circles. My songs are kind of quite personal and stuff, and what I've released have been really, really close to my heart. But I'm kind of developing my sound as a songwriter and as a musician, and I'm wanting to really highlight songs that are more uplifting, more upbeat, you know. And it's where I always wanted my music to go, but didn't really necessarily have the support or have the kind of connections that I do now with my music. So yeah, definitely, I want to bring positivity, and I want to inspire other people that are going through challenges that, look, it is possible. Hope is there. Have faith. I feel like I should take my own advice a lot more sometimes. I have no hope of the jaw replacement, so it is very debilitating, and I want to highlight all those things that I have, to hopefully, even if one person feels less alone, that was always the goal growing up. Hopefully now this one is well received, you know, and people find comfort with it and have an ill dance, because the other ones are kind of singer-songwriter, kind of a bit more darker. So I'm delighted to have one that's different.
When we were speaking in January there, obviously we were in the depths of another lockdown. It looked like we were going to have another year of this. You know, it's kind of been an upward curve a little since then. Do you think that there's a bit more of a future for music? Because when we were speaking the last time, you know, there was an awful lot of when will gigs be back in fashion? When will we be back in nightclubs? You know, those things are starting to open up again. So is there a bit more of a future for an artist like yourself now?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, I think what lockdown and COVID was really positive for me, because I have end-stage double jaw joint degenerative disease and my mental health problems, and it's the goal at the end of the rainbow was kind of taken away there a bit. But it kind of showed me that things can happen in different ways. There's no kind of one set way to become a musician and follow your dreams, and things can be done remotely. You can be a recording artist, you mightn't be able to gig or sing as much as you'd like to every day, but that there is hope in everything, you know. And I know that's so hard to believe kind of when you're in the darkness, but just kind of hold on to little nuggets that are telling you, keep going, keep doing this. So definitely, I think that there's room for everybody's music. There's no one way to go about it, and just because, you know, play to your strengths, and look, your weaknesses can actually be your strengths too, and it sets you apart from everything. So I think it's kind of, you know, music is coming even more together as a community, and the way that you can actually gig and perform and put out music, there's just so much more out there right now than there used to be when I was a teenager, you know. So I just think it's brilliant, because it really showed us that music is so important, and that artists and songwriters and performers, you know, they're needed, and it's what makes the world go around at the end of the day. I think it's people are going to have more respect and you know, take artists more seriously, and they see, you know, what people want to bring through their art, you know, and that's just connection and love and positivity and bringing people together. So definitely, it's great.
It's great to be finally positive about music and about gigs and that kind of stuff again. So I suppose when you release a song like this, the next thing is to get out and actually, you know, tour it around a little bit. Is that in your plans now? Because, you know, the last couple of songs you released were in the depths of lockdown, and you just had to watch the streaming numbers and hope that it reached people that way. But now you can actually get back out and do gigs again. That must be exciting.
It is. And I mean, we've so much planned. Like, I still have the Golden Busker tour with Golden Discs. For winning that, I'm going to go around and kind of in my EP live in the stores, and We're in the works of getting that sorted as well, and there might be kind of some online events too that I can take part in. We're filming a documentary as well about kind of my journey with mental health and music and the recording process and how things kind of work behind the scenes, and kind of, you know, to let people get to know me a bit better, because I am quite shy and I don't really want to bother people. I just want to put my music out there and help people. So there's so much going on behind the scenes, and so many things that are more possible now, which are great, you know. I really want to push this and help people, and really don't give up and don't kind of go back into the closed doors again, you know. I just want to help people and inspire people that are going through challenges too, and that even if they are debilitated and things don't look exactly how you'd imagine them to be, that it doesn't mean that there's no hope and it's not possible.